Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody. Yeah, it is. It is my birthday today. My 71st birthday. Did I ever think that I would be essentially the exact same age that my father was when he died? That I'm literally 5 or 6 years older than my mother was when my father died. And on my birthday, I really think about sharing this day with my mother and my father, because the three of us made this possible. And I have been spending a lot of time daydreaming about my mom and the looks on her face when she would be so afraid as she was getting older. And so many memories of my father and what he went through and how he suffered and how ill he was and how he went to work no matter what. When he should have been in the hospital, he still went to work because he had to provide for his family. He had to provide for me. And the one thing that I've realized as I now am 71 years old, I realize that when we're younger, we don't have a clue what our parents are really feeling. We don't have a clue about their fears or their anger or their shame or their worries or their insecurities or anything about them. We still, when we're younger, 20, 30, possibly even 40, we're still wrapped up in our own lives and what we're going through. And usually our parents never let us in to the real tragedies or the fears or whatever's going on in their lives. They always say, it's okay. I'm okay. They put on a face for the children because God forbid the children should know anything is going wrong. But even as I was an adult, I really didn't get it. I would look at my mom, and I was more wrapped up in the things that she either wanted from me, which was showing off who I was versus just wanting to spend time with me, or whatever it may be. I was more caught up in, Mom, why can't you be like this, or do this, or say that, or whatever it may be? I never took the time to be in my mother's shoes and what it must be like to get older, to be 90, to be 95, to know you're closer to death, and to just, I don't know, be there. I never took that time to transport myself into my father's body, my father's fear, my mother's life. I never did that. And sure, I went through all the actions of what a great daughter should do, a great child, taking care of them in every way I possibly could, to the day, especially, that my mama died. And what I realized on this birthday, deeply realized, is what a mistake that was. And that if I had a wish, if I had a wish for this world, for everybody, what I would really wish is for those of you that are younger or that still have parents, because I don't have my parents anymore, is that we just put ourselves into their shoes. Maybe see their life through their eyes and imagine what they may be going through. Because honestly, everybody, if I could turn back the hands of time, I would change that so much. You know, I used to say, if I could turn back the hands of time, I wouldn't change anything. And I wouldn't change anything because everything that I've been through has made me who I am today, even what I'm just talking about. But I would want to change back the hands of time with this one thing. And that would be to show my mother in particular, my mother, that I understood her fear. And I didn't care what she said to me and her jabs, but that I was a big enough person to be able to understand what it's like to age, what it's like to go from 71, when you still feel young, when you still, in most cases, have your vitality. You really can't believe that one day you're going to be 80, and one day you're going to be 90, and then you're going to be 97, and then you're going to die right around there somewhere. It's even at the age of 71, I sit here in denial that I'm really going to get older. Do you know what I'm talking about, everybody? Of course you do. And so I want us not to do that anymore and really understand our parents. Because the one thing that we really should be most grateful for is our parents. And no matter what kind of relationship we have with them, or no matter what damage they did, or whatever it may be, we have our lives because of them. And so I want us to love our lives. But for those of you who do have your parents still, I'm actually telling you all this because I don't want you to have moments where you're staring out into the nowhere land, into the ozone, and replaying things like I do in my head. Why didn't I tell my mom that at that moment? Why did I get angry at her because of that? Why didn't I understand what it was like to be a 66-year-old widow with really absolutely no money? And what were you going to do? I wish that I could have understood that. I wish that I could have taken the time to put away my stuff and to honor my mama for every single thing that she went through. Because then I would be sitting here on my birthday and I would have different thoughts. I would have different appreciation, really, for myself in many ways. But instead, I replay all the things that I wish I could change so that my mama knew how much she was loved, so my father knew how much he was loved, and they both died knowing that they were loved by their daughter. What greater gift could I have given to both of them? And I'm not exactly sure I gave them that gift. So the gift that I want all of you to give to me is to make sure you never, ever do that in your life. Don't ever do that in your life. And parents, you should always make sure, of course, that you let your kids know how much you love them as well and what they mean to you. Because I'm sure that if my mama was still alive and she could turn back the hands of time, she would wish that she could have shown me how much she loved me as well. So, Mama, we both have things we wished, I'm sure, we could have changed. But on this day of my birthday, I celebrate you. I celebrate my father. I celebrate myself in that I live a life of integrity. I live a life of honesty. I live a life that I love. I live a lucky life. And I thank you, and I thank everybody who listens to the Women and Money podcast, all my friends that are in my life, all my enemies that are in my life. I thank all of you because, honest to God, I have the perfect life. Oh, well, that was good timing because I see...
It's KT.
And Colo.
And now, we came for a reason, right, Colo?
Yes.
What's our big reason? What's
birthday.
Today? It's Susie's birthday.
Are you going to sing to me?
Wait, in English or Spanish? Would you like it in Spanish?
Spanish,
okay.
Colo.
Ready? Uno, dos, tres.
Cumpleaños feliz.
Cumpleaños feliz. A cumpleaños a Susie. Happy birthday to you.
Well, everybody. Now, thank you. So, oh, Colo, you're so cute. Now, KT.
Wait, we need a picture of our studio, which is really small. He takes up half of it. So Susie and I are squished on one end and Colo's on the other end, but he has a very important job this morning for Susie's birthday.
Well, you invited everybody
to send birthday wishes, and we sent so many. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got hundreds of wishes.
Many came in the app.
So
many came in from
I
Ask Susie podcast.
Colo to help me. Colo chose three that he particularly liked, and he is going to read the birthday wishes.
Now, remember, everybody, English is not Colo's
English,
first
he's
language.
He's great at English.
But he's great at it. But so this is a big deal that Colo's reading these now. Okay, boyfriend, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to read this one for Marta M. And she says, happy birthday to my mentor and best human being I know in a financial world. May God give you many more happy years with KT.
Yeah, baby.
KT's love.
How come you picked that one? What did you love about it?
I love a lot of things about it. That she's got a beautiful picture of a beautiful dog.
Oh.
And also I like that KT's in it.
Now, of course. See, he picks them like KT picks them. All right. What else you got there, boyfriend?
I got this one from T. He's just put the letter T. Birthday wishes for you to be healthy, safe, strong, and secure. I also wish you a year of growing closer in love with KT.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
Did you tell him to pick it that way?
No, but he and I are both on the same page all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the third one, Colo?
This one is from Randy. And it says, good morning, Susie and KT. Susie, my birthday wish for you is this. To keep living your best life, my birthday wish to you includes an abundance of love.
Abundance?
Abundance. Yeah. Of love from each and every one of us for all you both done to help others safely and prosperously manage their money.
Yeah, baby.
All
right, but now here's the big thing. KT and Colo, what are your wishes for me?
I wish you a happy birthday and lots of healthy more years with us, that we love you with all our hearts.
Oh, thank you.
Don't cry.
And you, Miss Travis? Oh, KT's crying.
My wish is only one. That Susie stays so healthy that she never leaves me and Colo alone.
Yes.
Ever.
There we go.
And we love you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we love you so much. Happy birthday, Susie.
Happy birthday, Susie.
Here we go again.
Happy birthday, Susie.
Happy birthday, dear Susie. Have a great one this year.
All right, let's go watch the sunrise now.
Hang on, before you go do that. Hi, everybody. Hi, Susie. It's your producer, Robert. I know I'm breaking a rule by breaking into the podcast here, but KT said it would be okay to do today. For your birthday, I just wanted to thank you on behalf of the entire Women and Money podcast community for being a brilliant light in our lives. You're a constant guiding star. You're an open conduit for the important messages that we need to receive. So again, thank you for that. My wish for you is continued good health, continued peace of spirit, and continued strength of voice. Happy birthday, my friend. Okay, back to the show.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for my birthday wishes. Thank you for being in my life. And thank you for allowing me to serve you with hopefully the best financial advice you could ever find anywhere. All right, everybody. KT, there's only one thing that matters when it comes to your money. Do you know what it is, Colo? To be
safe, strong, and secure.
Yeah, baby. Happy birthday, everybody. Bye bye. We can't give up, and no matter what the world throws at us, we will rise above and live a life we love. If we just believe, it will set us free. We will rise above and live a life we love.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.